The wisest man knows not he is wise. The wisest man knows not that he is wise. Why do we say this? Because wise people are wise. They speak with great wisdom. They live with great wisdom. And they do not aspire to wisdom. They are wisdom. Wise people just know what is the right thing to do, and they follow it because they have lived it that way all of their life. Wise people are extremely wonderful and fantastic, and the more they are worshipped, the less wise they become. The more people are worshipped, the less they become the divine, beautiful beings that they truly are. Because they have the one problem that faces them so severely, and they try to live up to what other people think they are wise in doing. We have philosophical leaders and religious leaders all trying to live up to wisdom, all trying to live up to divinity, all trying to live up to somebody else's point of view of what is divine. All trying to live up to somebody else's point of view of what is the right thing to do in the right circumstance. We look at the wisdom of Solomon, and we think of King Solomon and all of his majesty and all of his wonder. And he was a most amazing man, a most amazing man. And he was wise. But his wisdom was not always understood. His wisdom reached beyond the appearance level. We know the story so well about Solomon and the two women, each claiming a child of theirs. And Solomon had to help them to decide which child was whose. And he didn't want to go into a great scientific debate on this. He didn't want to go into checking out their genes and chromosomes and checking out all of the fatherly and other aspects of it. So he merely decided that what is the thing that a true mother would do? A true mother would want her child to live. A true mother would want her child to have a life of happiness and joy and peace and harmony. And if the child were dead, the child could not do that, of course. Or at least that's the mother's point of view. And that's other people's point of view. Everyone in the world thinks death is the end of all. And how little we know what death is. How little we know what these things are really. And how little we understand them. We just don't understand what life and death is. But we do understand, for the moment, what living is. And so when King Solomon said to the women, "All right, whose child is this?" And both women spoke up and said, "This is my child." They didn't ask the child whose mother it was. They asked the child. They asked the mothers whose child this is. And the mothers each said it was their child. Now, again, King Solomon had great wisdom, and he wasn't about to be put over by anybody who was trying to be mean or hateful or stealing or what have you. And so he, in asking the women this question, he said, "All right, swordsmen, come here and cut the child in half and give half to each mother. That way they'll each have half of their child." And the true mother spoke up and said, "No, no, 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 let my son live. Let her have my son. Let my son live. Let my son live. No, no." The other mother, who wasn't the mother, said nothing. But the real mother said, "Let my child live." And King Solomon said, "So let it be." He didn't say the other mother was terrible. He didn't say the other mother was bad. We do not know of the other mother being put in prison or being put in jail or anything like that. We only know that the mother and son were joined together harmoniously, lovingly, and peacefully by Solomon's great wisdom. Now ask yourself, could you have such wisdom? And with only the tools that Solomon had to work with only the human nature that he had to work with, could you express such wisdom? Could you express such understanding of human nature? Could you express such wisdom and understanding of what life is all about? And the answer is, of course, you could. But would you? And quite likely you would not. And the reason you would not is because you are looking too much at the appearances. And when you look at the appearances, you are making a judgment that could be a false judgment. And it could be a false judgment because you are not judging wisely. In fact, you are judging. Solomon spoke to the women, and he said, "Whose child is this?" And they both said, "Mine." And he said, "All right, if the child belongs to both of you, you each deserve to have a portion of the child." Solomon didn't argue with the women. He didn't say, "Oh, you are terrible for being so mean and both of you claiming this child to be yours, and you know that the child only belongs to one of you. You are just outrageous, and you are just out of line. You are just terrible for doing this." He didn't say that. As a wise man, he didn't enter into the argument. He didn't enter into any of the combat that was going on mentally, physically, spiritually, morally, or any other way. He just released it and let them answer it themselves. Let them reveal who they really were. Let them tell the world the facts of life. We are all like this. We all have this wisdom of Solomon within us. We all have this wisdom that does not need to be proven, does not need to be spoken of in any way, does not need to be called forth in any way to prove itself. It just stands up when we do have wisdom. And that wisdom is something so spectacular, so wonderful, so beautiful, so outstanding, so marvelous, that very few people take the time to express it. And yet, every being alive, every being has that wisdom within them. Every being is the wisest man. And it's only when we try to show it that we don't know it. It's only when we let go and let the divine in us, let the wisdom of the universal in us be who we are. It's only then that the magic of the wisdom really comes forth. It's only then that the wise is being expressed to its fullest, to its best, to its most wonderful. Do you have that? We all do. Do you have the wisdom within you of the wise, the wisest being? You do. Do you have the wisdom within you of the divine? Yes, you do. Yes, I do. We all do. And do we want to express it? Do we want to live it? Do we want to demonstrate it in our life? Do we want to be it under all circumstances? Well, we can. Are we willing to pay the price that it costs for wisdom to be expressed? And wisdom is expressed not by some outer action. Wisdom is expressed by an inner awareness where we say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. True, that is the wisdom of the ages. That is the wisdom of the now. That is the only wisdom that you and I want to have in our lives. That's the only wisdom that makes any difference to any of us at any time. Do you want that wisdom in you now? If you want that wisdom in you now, then you proclaim constantly, all is in divine order. You constantly live according to this truth. And as you constantly live according to that truth, you are the wisest man, and you know not that you're wise. You live that wisdom. You live that genius. You live that purity. You live that allness. You live that wholeness. For then you have let go and let God. Let go and let the divine in you be the order of your life. How wonderful that is. How wonderful it is for all of us to know that, to experience it, and to be it. And when we do that, all is in divine order now. You are the wisest man that ever lived, and so am I. And it's just a matter now, do we know that? Do we want to know that? Is that the truth? And of course, we know that it is. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.